Welcome to the International Institute of Directors and Managers audio seminar on passion, the key to your sustainable competitive advantage in the 21st century. My name's John Mullen, and with me is Charles Cavess, speaker, author, and passion provocateur.
Thanks, John, for your introduction. Passion, what an amazing resource it is. I'm going to share with you in this session why it's the key to your sustainable competitive advantage in the 21st century. Role of leaders today has never been more challenging, and demands on leaders will continue to increase. If you can thrive and grow in the face of these challenges and demands, you can build sustainable competitive organizations. How sustainable is your organization now? I'm going to show you some angles on leadership, including the key capabilities of high-performance leaders, the different roles that they play, increase your understanding of the need for self-awareness, and show you why your leadership behaviours are so linked to the retention of your best employees. Now, these days, most business leaders right around the world are saying there's a talent shortage, a skills shortage. What's the cost to your organization if it lost you? Or if you lost some of your best people, what would that cost you? And you start to think in terms of that cost and you start to go, it's worth improving my leadership skills. So, as Australia's passion provocateur, as someone who's been talking about the issue of passion for so long, I think you'll get a stack of ideas out of this session that will really give you provocative ways and clear steps to take that will improve your leadership. Patanjali in the 2nd century BC said something magnificent about inspiration and purpose. And he said, when you are inspired by some great purpose, some extraordinary project, all your thoughts break their bonds. Your mind transcends limitations, your consciousness expands in every direction, and you find yourself in a new, great and wonderful world. Dormant forces, faculties and talents become alive, and you discover yourself to be a greater person by far than you ever dreamed yourself to be. So what's the purpose that inspires you? What's the purpose of your organization, of any team that you lead? What's the purpose of the team? Is it inspirational? When I'm using the word purpose, you might think of it in terms of mission. So I want you to hold these five concepts in mind. The purpose of your organization, or the mission, I use purpose. Vision, the goals of the organization, the strategies, and values. How clear are you about the purpose, vision, goals, strategies, and values of your organization? And what about those whom you lead? Are they clear on them? I've worked with many companies in Australia, in Australasia, Southeast Asia. Most people don't know what those five key concepts mean. So, how are you going to tap into inspiration if people don't even know what the purpose is? Your job as a leader is to get very clear on articulating this purpose, this mission. Jack Welch, one of the great leaders in business in the 20th century, he said, "The world will belong to passionate, driven leaders, people who not only have an enormous amount of energy, but who can energize those whom they lead." Can you energize people whom you lead? What does Jack mean by the world will belong to passionate, driven leaders? I think it's clear, and the ideas you will get from this session will prove to you that that's true. How do you energize those whom you lead? On the question of purpose, Kevin Roberts, the CEO worldwide of Saatchi & Saatchi, one of the world's great advertising organizations, he ties a little bit into what Patanjali says. He says, "I believe that the role of business is to make the world a better place, first by creating self-esteem through jobs, choices, opportunities, and challenges, and then by focusing our creative minds on innovating for the greater good." Do you agree with that purpose? Is the role of your business to make the world a better place? Do your employees, do you, have increased self-esteem through the work that you do? And does your organisation increase the welfare of people on the planet? This is a pretty challenging thought because most people believe the purpose of business is to make money. And I put it to you that a sustainable organisation does not solely focus on its existence as money. My definition of passion is that it's a source of unlimited energy from your soul or your spirit or your heart that enables you to produce extraordinary results. Unlimited energy. Do you want unlimited energy? How would it be if every morning you wake up tapping into this passion, tapping into this energy source, so it doesn't matter what's happening in your organization, you can play the leadership role that you want to play. You are not short of energy. I believe that's the way to build a great team, the way to build a great organization.